This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today with
Sarah. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
Good morning, Lee.
Howdy there, Tara.
Hope you had a good weekend.
Yes, I hope you did too.
I did. All right, so judges gone wild. Democrat judges believing they are above the law. We're judges. You can't arrest us. We can do whatever we want. We're Democrats and we're judges.
Sounds like a new Netflix series.
Right, but you know what? It practically was over the weekend if you're
judges
watching it on X.
Judges gone wild.
Okay, let's start with the Wisconsin judge, okay? When you get the actual details of that, which nobody on the left was interested in. Oh, Trump's arresting judges now. It's terrible and he's getting away. Wait a minute. A federal judge looked at the evidence and signed off on the warrant? Well, yeah. They make it sound like Trump just sent his people out to pick up a judge, throw her in prison. No. The arrest warrant, all the evidence for it was reviewed by a federal judge and the warrant was issued. That's how that works in America. This isn't Trump people just picking up a judge because they felt like they should. And yeah. Okay, what did she do? This is where it gets wild. This is where you can see, okay, they think they can do whatever they want. She hears, she's in the courthouse. She's got two victims there, a man and a woman who were allegedly beaten by this illegal immigrant in question. Beaten so badly they were put in the hospital. Democrats seem to have this thing now with these illegal immigrants who beat women. I don't know what the deal is. They love it. They love a good beating of a woman, whether it's at the Olympics or, you know, by an illegal immigrant handing out the punishment. So she finds out ICE is outside to pick this guy up. Of course they are. He's already deported. He was already deported. He reentered. That's felony. Now he's, got criminal charges against him. And perfect candidate for deportation. And she hears they're outside the door. Okay, this judge has been a radical for a long time. She worked for Catholic Charities, okay? They are practically a trafficking organization. Actually, I would go ahead and say they are a trafficking organization in the way that they operate down in Mexico. They're a radical organization. They are a liberal organization. Don't let the Catholic part fool you. It was taken over by radicals many, many, many years ago. Okay, so the victims are in the courtroom, ready for the pretrial conference. She finds out ICE is out there. She's enraged. She goes out to the hall. But before she does it, she puts the precious illegal immigrant in the jury box. Basically, it's a room where ICE can't go in to get him. They'd have to go through the courtroom. It's not usually used, by defendants. Then she says to the ICE agents, hey, why don't you go to the chief judge's office? The person who basically runs the whole court system. Why don't you go there? You go there. Knowing she's hiding him in the back. She's basically walked him out the back. So they head to, after she screams at them, they head to the chief justice's office. She runs back in and basically pushes his lawyer and the illegal immigrant out the door. The illegal immigrant now knows ICE is there for him. So he gets on an elevator to go downstairs, makes it downstairs, and makes a break for it. Takes off running. Judges helped him. One problem, though. Another law enforcement officer who knows ICE is in the building happened to see the illegal on the elevator going down and called ICE and said, hey, you're a legal immigrant. He's escaping here. I just saw him on the elevator. They were able to catch him. Two of them run down the street after him. And they caught him. While the others, because it was a team that was sent to arrest him, were still in the office of the justice. Okay, this is classic, classic, classic interfering in the arrest in a law enforcement procedure. Just absolutely. I mean, it's textbook. And how do I know that? How do I know this judge broke the law or appears to, assuming all of these facts in the arrest warrant are correct? Because MSNBC legal analyst Lee Kendallanian and CNN legal analyst agree. This judge went too far criminally.
If the facts are true, as alleged by the FBI agent in the court papers today, it doesn't look great for the judge, no matter how you slice it. But then the other question is, was this kind of escalatory action, was this the best course of action to actually go and arrest her and take her to court and charge her federally? That's a big step.
Okay, well, you can ask the second question, but he's not, you know, debating the facts of the case. You are interfering in a law enforcement action. Don't do that. You ever gone down the highway, Lee, and seen, they're dealing with a driver,
yeah,
and the passenger's arrested?
Yeah.
Cool him down and sit in the back seat?
Right.
Yeah, because you can't interfere. You don't get to interfere. You don't get to take it to the cops, hide the guy, help him out the door because you're a judge. You don't get to do it. But this is yet again the left thinking they're above the law. Here's CNN legal analyst Eli Honig. Same thing.
Looking at the complaint, let's strip the politics out of it. This is a crime. If they can prove what happened here, it is a crime. This judge, let's strip the Trump of it all out. Let's strip the immigration of it all out. Let's say law enforcement shows up at a building with an arrest warrant. They're looking for person A. Person B then says, hey, there's a secret escape door out back. I'm going to show you the way, and then ushers that person out the back door. That is textbook obstruction.
Yeah, well, there you go.
So all they got, Lee, is, she's a judge. She's a judge, though.
What are we always told, Tara? No one is above the law.
Constantly. We're yes. told that never on a never-ending loop by the left.
Yeah.
Who spent all weekend saying democracy was over, we're in a constitutional crisis, Trump is now arresting judges who disagree with him. No. This is law enforcement arresting a person who clearly interfered. Sent the ICE agents in one direction and the illegal immigrant in the other direction. All while the poor innocent victims who were beaten here, allegedly, and I mean they were in hospital for days, severely beaten, just left sitting in the courtroom, awaiting the justice that will never come. And you know, they tell us these judges aren't radical. They're not. They're not biased. They're not right. Yes, they are. Look at this. So, look. This idea the left has gotten, Lee, goes, you know where a lot of this dual justice started? It started with sanctuary cities. Mm-hmm. We let them have sanctuary yep. cities. We let them break the law.
Right, which is virtually the same thing.
Yeah. We let them break federal law. We let them say, hey, you know what? We don't like federal law, so it doesn't apply to us. We're going to do things differently here. We let them do it. And they got the idea that because they're Democrat, because they're leftist, because they're morally better than us, there are certain laws that they don't have to comply with, and a lot of them are immigration laws. Nobody's told them no. And this is the beginning of that. Yes, just because you wear robes, maybe you're a mayor of a sanctuary city, maybe you're a police chief of a sanctuary city, just because you have a title does not mean you get to break the law because you're a Democrat. And they're going to have to learn this the hard way. And there's going to be a lot of squealing in the meantime. Because they've gotten away with it for too long. And Trump's saying no more. Nope, no more. You can't do this. You can't. Because think about it. What this judge did, Lee, it's the same thing sanctuary cities do.
No.
They hide illegal immigrants from federal laws. You know what? Watching the Democrats squeal over this all weekend, just scream and yell and gnash their teeth. Here's a question for you. Okay. If you these laws are bad, they're unfair. That judge was right to hide him. It's great. Why don't you just change the law? Why don't you just run on, hey, we think we should have open borders Anybody should be able to come in here. It shouldn't be a crime. Kamala Harris said that. Run on it. Run on ending immigration laws, immigration enforcement. Run on open borders. Campaign on it. Change the law. No, we should be able to defy the law. No, change the law. Why should you get to break the law? If the law is the problem, that's all Trump's doing is enforcing the law. If the law is the problem, change it. But they won't. They want Trump to either break the law with them or allow them to break the law. Why? Well, because the last guy in charge did, George W. Bush. That's when a lot of this spun out of control. You saw sanctuary cities take off like mushrooms because a guy was pushing amnesty. So their thing is, well, it's not fair. It's not fair. It's not fair. Republicans have always let us break the law, and they always did until Trump. Well, still law. You don't get to choose what laws you break, what laws you don't. And I think that's the message here, and they're going to have to learn it. It's going to be a lot of screaming and yelling until they do.
And so, when you have CNN and MSNBC agreeing that, yeah, the law was broken, that's not a good sign.
No, I know. Both of their, and neither of these guys are Trump fans either.
No.
I mean, Ken Delanian, a huge Russia collusion hoaxer. Yeah. And Eli Honig, hardcore liberal, not Trump fan.
Yeah.
And they're looking at this and going, wow, this is really classically, you know, aiding and abetting these illegal immigrant, you know, escaping law enforcement. You just can't do that and say, but I get to break the law. I'm a liberal judge. Well, you get to break the law because of who you are. Yeah, that's their argument. But if you think about it again, it's because we've taught them that. We've taught them that over long periods. Well, you're a mayor of a liberal city. You can just defy immigration law. It'll be okay. No, you can't. No, you can't do that. Not anymore. So I think this is going to be good long term because these mayors, maybe even governors, need to see, hey, you can't break the law anymore. If you do, this is the consequence. It doesn't matter if you have robes. It doesn't matter if you have a title. You don't get to break the law. And if you don't like the law, well, you keep telling us this is a democracy. It's not. It's a republic. Change the law. Change the law so you don't have to break it. Go ahead, run on it. Tell everyone the truth. You want open borders. You think terrorists, gangbangers should be able to come in here at will. You love them. You celebrate them. You surround yourself with them. Heck, you lend them your weapons. Like that New Mexico judge. Make the argument. See what the American people think. Good morning. Okay, folks. Meanwhile, keep your eye on this New Mexico judge and his wife. Did you see that over the weekend? It was breaking Friday afternoon over the weekend. I mean, this is bizarre. There is a reason. It started with, we find out he's a Democrat judge. Trende Aragua gang member and his friends either live on the property, the Trende Aragua gang member does, the friends frequent it. Got all kinds of pictures of the judge, his wife, the daughter, lending them the guns, shooting guns with it. They're illegal immigrants. They're not allowed to have guns. Okay. This judge is a former police officer. He knows better. He knows better. Folks, when you have Department of Homeland Security and FBI in on this raid, there's something bigger here than just, hey, you shouldn't have let the illegal immigrant who shouldn't have access to guns by law use your guns. There's something much bigger going on here. Something that is going to embarrass the Democrat Party. You're seeing the outlines of this all throughout the news. You got to ask the question, was the judge training them for what? What was he training them for? Because that's what it looks like. And folks, when you're a former police officer, you know better. This is bigger than illegal gun possession. Something big's going on here, something that will implicate others in the Democrat Party. Again, another direct connect with Trende Aragua. What were we told about Trende Aragua by the guy who admits he sent them? Leader of Venezuela, socialist dictator. Joe Biden made me send them. Joe Biden wanted Trende Arwagwa in America. He even claimed that the FBI and the DEA helped move them into America in a speech. It's been about a month ago. That's curious. Now, he's an evil dictator. He lies all the time. Could be lying about that. I don't know. But he even told Trump which safe houses they moved them through in Colombia and where he could find the documentation. Trende Arwagwa, folks. They wanted them. Why? Trende Arwagwa is not like MS-13. It's not like the other gangs. And we're going to see that reflected throughout everything going on here. They are social. The leadership are socialists. They are fellow travelers. They're committed left wingers. They are the muscle that enforces the will of the Socialist Party in Venezuela. This is why after the leader of that country recently stole the last election, got only 30% of the vote, and people spilled into the streets to protest, they were gunned down by criminals driving by, a lot of them on motorcycles or in cars. They're Trende Arwagwa. What are they doing? They're muscle. But they're true believers. They're not just criminals. They're left-wingers, fellow travelers. Now we got this guy and his wife doing what looks a lot like training Trende Arwagwa. And then it gets even crazier. Did you see this? The Assistant Director of Department of Homeland Security, Trisha McLaughlin, goes on Fox News, folks, and this didn't get a lot of attention about the Trende Arwagwa dude that this judge and his wife were clearly training, arming. Listen to this.
It went beyond just harboring this member of Trende Arwagwa. The wife and that judge actually went so far as to destroy evidence, including there were two photos on this criminal illegal alien's phone that showed decapitated individuals, and he was sending that around. They went so far as to take a hammer and destroy this phone so that police couldn't access this. We are going to continue to go after these activist judges, especially in such egregious cases like this.
Decapitations on the phone, photos of decapitations on the phone, right? When I heard that Friday, I was shocked by it. I'm like, wow, this guy is hardcore. This is who these people are, the Trende Arwagwa. When you hear, wait a minute, they took his phone and destroyed it? The phone with the decapitation pictures? Because they didn't want law enforcement to see it? What were they doing? That to me says you knew those decapitation pictures were there. You knew God knows what else is there. This looks a lot like helping move these people into the country, doesn't it? Like in a systematic way. To do what? I don't know. But again, this is why the FBI and Homeland Security are involved. This is much bigger than, oh man, you know, he's an illegal. He shouldn't possess guns. You let him borrow your guns for the shooting range. This is more than that. Well, he was just a nice illegal immigrant boy living on our property, and we like to shoot guns, so we just did that with him. There's something else going on here. You're not smashing phones at that point. You're explaining to law enforcement, look, we didn't know he was illegal, and we liked him. We went shooting with him like you would with any friend. That's this. It's way beyond that, whatever it is. I just go to show you where the Democrats are, folks. Can you imagine if we had not won this election? Can you even imagine? Here's Assistant Department of Homeland Security Secretary Trisha McLaughlin talking about the Wisconsin judge who tried to shield that illegal immigrant from pickup by ICE.
This is just beyond the pale. I mean, take the Wisconsin judge. The fact that she led this individual, this illegal alien, American people should know what the charges against him were: strangulation, suffocation, battery, other domestic abuse charges. This is no innocent guy.
Yeah, they don't care. No, they don't get the hippest, hottest person in America right now. He's not just an illegal immigrant, but an illegal immigrant criminal or gang member. You got to get yourself one. Put him out back, have him live in your property, give him some guns. This is the Democrat way now. We saw this over the weekend.
U.S. tech giant Apple plans to shift the assembly of all U.S.-bound iPhones to factories in India. All 60 million iPhones sold annually in the U.S. could be made in India as soon as next year. It's part of Apple's push to move away from China, and the company is speeding things up to dodge steep tariffs levied by U.S. President Donald Trump. Around 20% of iPhones sold globally are already assembled in India.
Ouch. Donald Trump enacting a virtual embargo, or trying to anyway, on China. Meanwhile, J.D. Vance from India, his vice president, obviously, announcing this.
And we are especially excited to formally announce that America and India have officially finalized the terms of reference for the trade negotiation. I think this is a vital step. Thank you. And I believe this is a vital step toward realizing President Trump's and Prime Minister Modi's vision, because it sets a roadmap toward a final deal between our nations.
So that's an unbelievable shift. 20% were made in India before. Now it's going to be 100%. Shows that these companies like Apple can easily shift their supply lines, their manufacturing, if they want to. Meanwhile, it's about to get real on the tariffs. Pay attention to this over the next 2.5 weeks. We'll see what happens. Headline, Wall Street Journal, because it's looking like we could have some empty shelves. Not totally empty shelves, understand, but certain things, certain goods here, there, and everywhere as people adjust to this. This is Wall Street Journal. Number of ships sailing from China to the U.S. laden with clothes, electronics, furniture, and other goods is plunging as an accelerating number of cargoes are canceled. The scrap sailings come after the Trump administration ratcheted up tariffs on China while giving a 3-month reprieve on punitive levies for most of the rest of the world. At the port of Los Angeles, one of America's biggest gateways for imports from China, listen to this, Executive Director Gene Sirica told port officials Thursday he expects a 35% drop in import volumes in 2 weeks, as essentially all shipments out of China for major retailers and manufacturers have ceased. Folks, this goes along with what we were telling you last week. And the media is mostly focused on, oh, it's bad, America's done, and we'll come. Okay, but how's China doing, though? 50% of their factories are closed. Chinese workers not being paid. Some of those factories have burnt down. As Trump seeks to reroute trade. Rapid embargo around China. Anyway, Wall Street Journal says the trade war between the U.S. and China has triggered retailers and manufacturers to switch their supply lines and rush products out of other parts of Asia like Vietnam and Malaysia. Companies are making quick decisions about imports as they gear up for peak shipment season this summer when retailers bring in supplies for the new school year and fall and winter holidays. So a lot of folks asking, like, you know, what is going to be the... And I think we're going to see some bare shelves. Again, not totally bare shelves, but some stuff you have a hard time getting for a while. Listen to this. Bookings out of China fell 60% in the past week as Trump imposed a succession of tariffs on China that reached 145% on April 9th. Importers that work with Chinese manufacturers that also have factories in other parts of Asia are pivoting. They're saying today we are stopping Chinese production. Tomorrow we are starting in Cambodia. And they're thinking freight demand from China to the west coast of the U.S. could fall 28% next week. And on it goes. The impact is staggering, Wall Street Journal says. So it's on. And Trump, for better or for worse, is committed. He may change the tariff numbers back and forth, but bottom line, there's going to be stuff missing from the shelves in the coming weeks. Good. Good. The unfortunate thing here is this should have been done years ago. Folks, this idea, for instance, that we should buy our pharmaceuticals from the same country that has deliberately killed 250,000 of us with fentanyl since 2017, deliberately shipped it in, that's in addition to other drug deaths. That doesn't count all the drug deaths. That's just the fentanyl deaths. Folks, when you reach the point that we just reached in Wall Street Journal article, 3 weeks ago now? I can't stop talking about it. Absolutely terrifying. End of the Biden administration. What does the FBI director tell us? Christopher Wray. What's your biggest fear? The collapse of the grid. The electric grid? Yeah, and maybe our internet delivery system grid. Well, like, that's the whole thing. Yeah. Well, who do you think could do that? China. China. China's in our water treatment plants, ports, nuke plants, and our grid. Wall Street Journal reports. As a few months ago. Well, that's kind of terrifying. Then we find out in December, that a Chinese delegation who happened to be meeting with the Biden administration volunteered, oh, hey, by the way, we're behind the typhoon cyber attacks. We cyber attacked you. We do it anytime we want. This time was punishment for supporting Taiwan. Folks, this is a mortal enemy of this country. You cannot be dependent on your mortal enemy for your cheap stuff. So look, if we're going to ship this in the meantime to India and other places like that, and that's what J.D. Vance was essentially announcing, good. We have to. We cannot continue doing this with China because you know what's going to happen? It's very obvious what's going to happen. As they expand their supply chains, as they expand their market share all over the world, when they don't need us anymore, they are going to attack us if they don't do it before. They have already done it, and they wanted us to know. They were so confident nobody would stop them. We'd keep buying their cheap crap made by slaves that they literally let the Biden administration know, hey, we've already hacked you. We'll do it again to punish you. That's not, and here's the thing. They're not explaining that to the American people. Oh, no, well, if we can't get our cheap stuff from the factories, what will we do? I don't know, shift it to another country. Not them. And you can see what Trump is trying to do here. And I laid this out last week. China is economically in dire straits without this retail. You know how Reagan was legendary for, among other things, bringing down the USSR, bringing down the Communist Party? I think Donald Trump's ambition, we don't know if he's going to succeed. I have no idea. Could be a disaster. I mean, at this point, nobody's tried it. I don't. There's no roadmap. I can't predict it. I don't know what'll happen. I think his ambitions bring down the Communist Party. And when you understand what China has done and just did, when you have even an FBI director say the thing I fear the most is a cyber attack collapsing in the grid, he's not wrong on that. They did nothing about it because they're all owned by China, but that's what he left us with. Why? He knows it could happen any day. That's not who you buy your stuff from. This is not a model that can last. We've got to crush the Chinese Communist Party. And the best way to do it is not with guns, not with the Navy, not with the Air Force. We don't want to do that. You want to do it without firing a shot. This isn't just about trade. I put this up this weekend and I got and I'm going to confess this, I got a lot of folks on the left laughing at me. I put, this is what I voted for. The headline was Apple ditches communist China, moves U.S. iPhone production to India. Yes, that's what I voted for. There's trade, which we want as much of it to come back here. We want as many factories as possible, but we got to get it out of China. This is about national security. It's not even about trade. I mean, it is about trade, but primarily, number one, it's about survival. We can't buy stuff there, especially not electronic stuff anymore. God knows what's embedded in it. And at some point, you got to go, you know what? We're not going to let you kill us anymore. You don't get to threaten us. We're not going to buy your stuff. Trump is going to war with the Communist Party. And by the way, there's a lot of evidence it's working. The media is not going to tell you that. I will as the show unfolds. There's a lot of evidence working. So when these financial articles, CNBC, CNN Business, sometimes even Fox Business cover this, they only cover the economic side of it. They don't cover the they might collapse the grid if they get mad side of it. You know what's even more pernicious, folks? Just plumb evil. The Chinese Communist Party threatened America to the Biden administration in December. Hey, we cyber hacked you. We'll do it again. We're inside everything. Nuke plants, water plants, electric grid. Even your FBI director says we could bring down your grid because we can. And we just want you to know we've already cyber attacked you once. We'll do it again. Lay off Taiwan and do whatever we say. That's not a trading partner, y'all. That's a mortal enemy. We can't do this anymore. So look, do we hope to bring some of this production home? Yeah, that would be great. Is a $3,000 to $4,000 cell phone going to be logistically possible at this point? No. So what do? We move our supply chains to India. We move them to other places that aren't trying to kill us. You don't fund people who are trying to kill you. Simple concept, hard to understand for folks in Congress, a lot of them. But this is what I voted for. And if he can buy enough time, he may be able to bring down the Communist Party. I'm going to lay it out coming up because they are in a mess right now. Their whole economy is reliant on exports. And those are crashing down all around them. Texture rates on the Common Sense Retirement Planning text line, 800-905-0989. You cannot trade with people who want to kill you. When the outgoing FBI director, I'm no fan of him, Christopher Wray, says, oh, look, the biggest threat facing America. Yeah, Chinese collapsed the grid. They're in our grid. They can take down the internet, take down electricity, delivery systems, water treatment plants, nuke plants. Seriously? But we want cheap stuff. We gotta have it. We're so stupid. I mean, and folks, I don't understand why this hasn't been a major driving focus of the news. I mean, this Wall Street Journal article was a bombshell. I have been on it for weeks. Again, not only did we learn in the first article last year that they have this horrific capability, they're inside our telecommunications too. They're stealing everything. Even our intel agencies can't keep them out. It's that bad. That is a mortal enemy. And then we find out they threatened a Biden administration in December. We've already hacked you once. Because they had denied the Typhoon hacks, the cyber attacks before. No, that wasn't us, probably some criminal outfit. They're like, yeah, we did it. We got you good, didn't we? Hey, we'll do it again. When they say, hey, we'll do it again, that last one was punishment for supporting Taiwan. When they say, hey, we'll do it again, and they're in, again, let me repeat, our water treatment plants, our grid, our nuke plants, our ports. And our answer is, yeah, can we buy some more stuff? What a dumb society. We have to shift these supply lines now. And you know what, folks? Think about this. The Biden administration didn't tell anybody. They're like, okay, yeah, cool. Take us out. Yeah, no, we're fine. We're good. Just can you keep the checks coming to Hunter and John Kerry's son and everybody else who's on the payroll? They didn't tell us. They didn't warn us. Just handed the country over. Texture rates. You are right over the target on China. I lived there and taught for 8 years. My wife is Chinese. The government there is evil. Another texter writes, have you heard of the conflict going on currently between India and Pakistan? It looks like it could get a much larger conflict. Yeah, everybody's talking about it because they're nuclear armed. Folks, that's China. Look at the timing of the terror attack. That's totally China. Oh, what? It hits right as Vance is flying into town to do the Indian trade deal, and India's like, huh, we think we'll do a 12.5% tariff on China. Folks, that was a big deal. Think about this for a minute. 6 months ago, India was in a partnership with China, loosely called BRICS, to take out our currency. And now they're like, you know, we changed our mind. Your currency's cool. Hey, we'll start tariffing Chinese steel. Boom. Pakistan attacks? You think that's not China? That's China. That's a warning. China's the culprit. Folks, this is getting real, but it has to. This is not a way forward. Texter writes, you were right over the target on China. Yes, thank you. The texter writes, Tara, 6:42 a.m., listening to your breakdown of China and the unfortunate dependency we all have on them is so spot on. Great analysis. Thank you. So look, there's two things going on here, okay? And I got some flack for this online over the weekend, some lefties saying, because I wrote, oh, I voted for this, the shifting of the supply chains, Apple mainly, for the moment, to India. And they're laughing, ha ha, you voted to shift jobs to India. Yeah, from China, you bet I did. You bet I did. Look, we want to bring back as much of this manufacturing as possible. But in the short term, we've got to isolate China and get the heck out. And we have to shut down their supply chains that run through all of these other Asian countries where they've captured the manufacturing by dumping cheap goods subsidized by the Chinese government. It shuts down all the manufacturing because no one could compete. Then they go in and buy the factories. Texture rates, I know China's bought a lot of our U.S. debt. I wonder if that plays into the tariff war. It's not good. This is not the time to fight this. It's not, I'll tell you that. We are in mortal danger because of the weakness of our dollar, because of what Congress has done and the printing they've done. This is not good. It's not, none of it's good. But it's not the kind of thing that we can keep doing. Texture rates, I've been stating for decades, stop buying Chinese crap. We are financing our worst enemy. Folks, we just found out last week. Yeah, it really definitely came out of Wuhan. All the countries of the world knew and hid it from us. COVID. Folks, these are people who in the early 2000s, these Chinese generals are giving speeches about developing viruses they can genetically weaponize to do maximal damage in certain areas, countries, genetic lines. And we gave them the gain of function. No, the Democrats gave them the gain of function technology to do it. Don't forget COVID. Don't forget COVID. I mean, the idea, yeah, we'll just be friends with them. They did kill millions of us. But, you know, other than that, I mean, the cheap stuff is just so cheap. It's just so cheap. Texter writes, Pakistan and India have been skirmishing for decades. True. But the date of the escalation, the same week, Vance rolls into town for a new trade deal. Come on, you could see right through that.